on the center all sides, going to the circumstance, if we like to see. But it is infinite in character.
So where is Ayodhya-dham? Ayodhya-dham?
Ayodhya-dham between Vaikuntha and Dwarka. The Vatsalya Rasa we find there, more than Vaikuntha. Then again we have to go to Dwarka, where more developed form is this Bahuvallabha. Here Ramchandra is approachable in Madhurasa only by Sita Devi, none else. But in Dwarka Bahuvallabha, it is distributed to many. That opportunity is given to many, that opportunity of service of that particular type. Bahuvallabha. Then from there to Mathura, then from Mathura to Vrindavan. Gokula, Bambagram, Vrindavan.
But is there a planet?
Huh?
Is there a eternal planet called Ayodhya? Where is it situated?
Vaikuntha is situated where?
Beyond the Viraja.
That is a part of infinite conception. Ayodhya is also like that. Dwarka. In the midway to Goloka, from Vaikuntha to Goloka.
But we hear...
Vatsalya Rasa. The Janmalila of the Lord is there. The service in Vatsalya Rasa is found there in Ayodhya first. But not in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, no parents of Lakshmi, neither of Narayana. So, no possibility of service in Vatsalya Rasa, filial affection. That is to be found if we go more deeper. We shall find Ayodhya. The Vatsalya Rasa, the service as a son, the sonhood is found there in Ayodhya first. And the consorthood is found, a husbandhood is found in Dwarka. According to the measurement of the rasa, we have to measure the ecstatic supremacy. That is the criterion to measure the development of the theistic substance. More gracious to extend us a service of new characteristic. Service, that's Vatsalya Rasa service, that opportunity not found in Vaikuntha. But if we can go deeper, then we shall find the opportunity of serving the Lord in a Vatsalya filial affection is found. It is something more. Here the land of enjoyment, exploitation, and there rendering service, dedication. So the scope of greater dedication of the devotee is found deeper of Vaikuntha. Or higher, as you like to say, and there we find Ayodhya. The Lord is more gracious there, more kind, benevolent, to accept filial affectionate service from us. greater chance had been granted there, in Ayodhya. Then again, if we can go further, we shall find that in Ayodhya, only wise servant is limited to Sita Devi only, alone. But in Dwarka, thousands of queens, they can render service to the Lord in a more sweeter way. In Dwarka, Bahuballabha. Here, Ekupatni Vatadhara Ramachandra. And there, Bahuballabha. Opportunity has been allowed to numerous in the service of Madhura Rasodhya. In Dwarka, Bahuballabha. More gracious. More liberal, more generous, to allow service of him in a different, sweeter form. In this way, we have to understand the greater nature of the Absolute, greater aspect of the Absolute, more generous. And higher to us. And that is enhanced in Vrindavan to the gopis in the form of Parukiya, crossing all the existing laws. Relationship with every atom, with the center, gets the supremacy over everything. Society, scripture, and any other formality. It is absolute, the connection. The connection with him is absolute, not depending on anything else. It is to be found there. But everything must be in a form of service, not of enjoyment here, then there will be sahajya. That is reactionarist of the worst type. South Pole, North Pole and South Pole, such difference. One absorption in the center and another in the last extremity of the extended position. Atom centered, atomic and absolute. Atom centered and absolute centered, opposite. Extreme localism and there the highest universalism. The difference is of the greatest difference.
So Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
Understanding that I have is that there is the river Viraja.
Understanding?
That there is the material world, and beyond that the river Viraja. The river Viraja, river which separates the material world and spiritual world. Viraja?
Viraja.
Yes.
Yes.
And
Viraja, as material world means the world of exploitation. And it ends in Viraja. Exploitation vanishes there in Viraja. And then Brahmaloka, the soul proper without its innate nature, only cover of the soul, something like Brahmaloka. And then Shivaloka, there the peeping Peeping of the service, that is slight beginning of serving temperament in Shiva Loka. Then Vaikuntha Loka, that is some sort of serving, restrained as well as half, not full, in Vaikuntha. And then a little more in Ayodhya, and then from there in Dwarka, then in Vrindavan.
So we hear that in...
We find the highest position in Radhakunda.
Radhakunda.
Very fine development there. Gradually in Vrindavan also, degree of development. And we are told that the Krishna is whole thrill open to finish in Radhakunda. Sankuchita Prasad. The fullest extension, fullest expansion is found in Radhakunda. The highest generosity of giving himself to the servitor. The servitor gets in Radhakunda the opportunity of service to the fullest extension, highest degree. Vaikuntha janito para madhuri tatra pirasu svad vindaranam udaro pami ramana tatra vigobardhana radha kunda mihapi gokulapati premamrita plavana vijyadashchaga virajato viritati sivan vivihitinaka. According to Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami is writing this stroke. The gradation, how it develops. The opportunity of service in quality, how developing in Vrindavan area. Unreserved, his fullness is found in Radhakunda to accept service, Krishna. And in other places also, little narrowed. But the holes are open. He is found there only. And amongst the most confidential class, section. The most confidential section. Only found in Radhakunda. Radharani's own special group, confidential group. There, Krishna is open, wholesale. In other places, more or less reserved. Service begins from Vaikuntha, from Shivaloka Vaikuntha, and it reaches its zenith in Radhakunda. Very subtle thing. We have to attain Bhyatya Madhi Sachanitya Savan Kirtanadiya. The devotional creeper will reach to that stage. But here, the owner of that creeper, in his heart, he will pour water into the root of the creeper. What is that? Savan Kirtan Ittadi. These practices, that is on the background and overhead. And we must try to nurture the creeper from in our level. watering, by watering, etc. That is sadhana, sravan kirtan, culturing about Krishna, cultivating, then with sadhu sangha, rasanga, sankirtan, nam sankirtan, then the Srimurti Rachan, then Vaishnava Seva, Guru Seva, service of Gurudev and Vaishnava. These duties we shall try to perform. And internally, our aspiration will rise up and up and up. And one day will come when, by the association of that creeper, we shall be taken over, taken up to that stage, but not hurriedly. Automatically, naturally, we should be taken there. Hare Krishna. Gold, hari, gold, hari, gold, hari, gold, hari, gold.
Huh? How is it just by bathing in Radha Kund? Just by taking the water of Radha Kund?
Oh.
That we can get the benefit of developing one day that love.
Radha Kund. Radharani represented as liquid. So to bathe in that is to transform oneself whole self, and identify with the interest of Radharani and nothing beyond. To take bath in the solution representation of Radharani, that means to be converted whole self. Radha interest, not beyond that. No trace of existence beyond the interest of Radha Rani. It means to take bath in Radha Kunda. The interest of Radha Rani, whole self transformed. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. The highest fortune is there. No tinge of selfish interest, but wholly identified with her interest. That category or that cater of loving service. Wholesale transformation into her interest. Not a tinge outside. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur.
So I've heard that Brahma, after austerities and consorting with Vak Devi, or Icha Shakti,
So you talk of Brahma, not Brahma.
Brahma.
Brahma is personal.
Yes, personal.
And Brahma is impersonal. Brahma. There will be one Akar, Brahma.
Yes, Brahma.
Brahma. You are talking of him.
Yes.
Brahma. He is represented as Karma Mishra Bhakti, representation of Karma Mishra Bhakti, the creator and the master of this world of exploitation. Through him, this Brahmanda, this material world is created by through him. And he is in charge of the whole interest of this created world, material world. That is Brahma. Mm. Brahma. And he is a mortal being, Brahma. The jiva, jiva soul. The first Brahma, first creator, was represented by Narayana himself, Purushavatar himself, but other Brahmas are generally recruited from jiva, according to qualification. If one jiva can perform this varnasram dharma purely for 100 births, then he can become a candidate for Brahma position. Sadharmanishtha satajanma vipraman virinchitam eti. 100 births, if one jiva can perform this varnasram dharma, satisfactorily, then he becomes the fit for the position of a Brahma. He is jiva. And Brahma is another thing. Brahma, viraja Brahma. That is another thing. The most subtle conception of matter or material existence is viraja, and the most distant conception of the spiritual existence is Brahma, meeting together, both marginal. Hare Krishna.
After Brahma performs austerities, I have heard that the jivas enter a vasana maya deha.
Who?
The jivas, they enter into a vasana maya deha state.
Jivas, there are so many jivas. Uh-huh. So many jivas, they are in Brahma loka. Brahma is qualifying himself to take the charge of looking after this development in the negative side of the jiva and their administration. But Brahma is not the cause of the jiva's coming to this material world. He is no party. He is not responsible for the connection of the jiva soul with the matter. He is only administrator with some charge.
Does he give the jivas breath?
To look after, to look after the how from Brahma jiva is coming to this world. What condition? Remember, the administration is looking after. But the cause of coming to this world is Jiva himself. Brahma is not the cause.
But does Brahma, Brahma give
creator? Creator means he watches and helps the development in the material world. Creation, Rajagun. Creation means creation. Above the civil department has attached that this culprit must get this sort of punishment. And the man is brought into the jail, in the prison house. And the jailer's duty is to take the charge of the man from the outside department and to put in his pension, go there and this is your punishment, carry out this, all this, within the prison house, the jail superintendent. His creation means the development to obey the order, according to the order of the civil department, to engage them in this, we have get them engagement, engage them in the practical activity of the punishment. Something like that. He sent it to Brahmanda and he is connecting them with the particular cell. You remain here, get these blankets, take here food and go and do your duty there. And if you can't do, you will be punished in this way. All these practical transactions in his hand.
When the jivas are born into the material world, does Brahma give
Brahma
them
Brahma is not the cause.
He is not the cause.
He can give the necessary shape of development. Making arrangement, do this, do this, do this, as you deserve. He is not master. Responsibility with jiva. The jiva is the culprit, and he is found culprit, found by the judicious department, and then he is sent to him, to Brahma, gives an engagement in your Brahmanda. Begin with this, and gradually developed in different departments. If you don't work carefully, if you do any one thing wrong, you will be punished in a more severe way. All these things may come under the consideration of Brahma, the creator of this world. Actually, none is creator but the Lord, Narayana. The creator of this world, that means according to the quality to give some engagement, actual form in the material way, according to his deserve. As he deserves, so to give something according to his necessity. That is Brahma. Brahma is an ordinary jiva, he is an officer class. Officer class. Not responsible for the connection of the jiva with this material world. He is to carry out the order, how connect a culprit jiva in this world, and to give engagement in this way. The outer show. But it is earned by jiva himself, by his own intrinsic free will. Even the Lord is not interfering with the free choice of jiva. Jiva, for the suffering in this material world, jiva is responsible himself.
Much that what is meant by the unmukini vritti of prakriti, our relationship with prakriti. For the bhakta, maya, for the bhakta, prakriti.
Prakriti
is
Prakriti means nature.
Yes.
What do you want to say?
So I have read in the Upanishads that for a devotee, there are the helping hands of Unmukini Vritti. I don't know what that means.
Devotees?
Yeah, this Unmukini Vritti of Prakriti.
Unmukini Vritti of Prakriti.
Yes.
Then, Unmuk towards what? Unmukini Vritti towards?
Towards Krishna. That this helps one reach perfection of life.
Prakriti means here nature, the internal nature of jiva soul towards Krishna. That may come from Sukriti, the association of the Krishna bhakta, it may develop. First by Ajnata Sukriti, then by Jnata Sukriti. And then it becomes Shraddha. Unmukini Vritti. Vritti means that nature, occupation, tendency towards Krishna. And that may come, that is the contribution of the Swarup Shakti. The most internal nature of the most original plane is such to draw everything towards Krishna. That is the most fundamental plane, most subtle plane everywhere. Just as ether, ether is all pervading in every atom of matter. This air is present. In this way, the most fundamental and most fine element is Krishna Infinity, Krishna Shakti, that everything is drawn towards Krishna. That sort of fine flow in the deepest plane everywhere. And that is the most spacious, powerful, the innermost force or tendency in the whole world. The deepest plane is like that. Fundamentally it is drawing towards Krishna, attracting, attraction of Krishna. Everything is attracted towards Krishna. That is the deepest and the finest and the irresistible nature everywhere. Krishna Mukhi Prakriti. The flow is towards Krishna, suppressed. Krishna Mukhi Bhakti. Center, that your tendency to go towards center, to catch the center carrying current, that is the deepest flow everywhere. And all other are gradually external, external, external this way. In and out, everywhere, that is the highest substance, of highest utility and value. Everywhere, piercing through everything. The most powerful, that like X-ray, the ray can pierce through everything. So Krishna consciousness, everywhere, piercing through every pervading everything. The most graphic. Widest and most efficient, most tasteful in all aspects, it is of the highest type. But we are floating above with the gross estimation of the world. Sadbhatta Krishna Murti Karijal Mal Shredegite Paijar Aki Mal. Everywhere this Krishna consciousness is pervading. But one can trace only if his eye is purified, can see everywhere the dancing of Krishna. Who it is coming, the origin from Krishna, crossing all these covers, layers, this through the gross layers. His life, his very heart is connected, piercing through so many layers, carrying so many types of tidings, news. Here is after that fruit of Krishna. I searching deep, Krishna, Mahaprabhu. The heart is tuned there. As you have connected this to the machine, so the connected heart, the soul is connected there. So, surpassing the circumstance, only he is seeing that and hearing that, crossing all these covers, you have no meaning. What we see that has got no meaning to him, neglected, inattentive, attention to us, that thing. Sadbhatta, you will find everywhere. Yumaan pushyati sadbhatta. Sadbhancha mai pushyati. Tvashyaham na pranasyami. Satana me pranasyati. Is never lost in me, and I am also never lost in him, who can learn to see me everywhere, whose mind does not relish anything else in the cover, but connection given like this thread to Krishna consciousness. It is possible. অন্ধীভূত চক্ষু ইয়ার বিষয় ধুলিতে কেমন সেই পরতত্ত্ব পাইবে দেখিতে, হুজ অ্যাটেনশন ইজ অলওয়েজ অ্যাট্রাক্টেড বাই দি সো মেনি ডাস্ট অফ দি মেটিরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, হাউ ক্যান হি ফিল দ্যাট ইউনিভার্সাল সং আর ইউনিভার্সাল রিপ্রেজেন্টেশন দি প্লে প্রিজুডিস্ট ডাস্ট অফ প্রিজুডিসেস are playing with us. We are not master of our own, but so many prejudices, they are manipulating our senses. And we are not connected with reality, but attracted by the apparent charm of this cover. This eye is not connected with soul proper, but with connected so many prejudices. And so our attention diverted towards various things, missing the center. Nidhāi gaur hari gaur. সর্বত্র কৃষ্ণের মূর্তি করে ঝলমল, সে দেখিতে পায় যার আঁখি নিরমল, অন্ধীভূত চক্ষু ইহার বিষয়ে ধুলিতে, বিষয়ে ধুলিতে আইস বাই দি ডাস্ট, ইফ ইউ থ্রো সাম ডাস্ট ইন টু দি আই, সো দি প্রিজুডিসেস আর লাইক ডাস্ট, দে আর থ্রোন টু দি ভিশন সেন্সেস. And they are seeing those dust. So depth of our sight should be improved not to see anything and everything. The general of one party, he should look to the general of the other party in fight. Not a particular soldier or particular tank or anything else. But the general must look to the general, his brain. Then he can continue the fight. He won't see often the outer, the tank, the plane, the soldier, all these things, no. The general, the brain, how he is conducting. So the vision must pierce through all these grandeur to the brain, how he wants to design to move his soldiers. That is proper vision. As it is possible and useful, so also our vision should not be led astray by the apparent sight. We must go to deep read, to read deeper. Who is conducting all this show? That is proper vision. Nidai. Who are you? Bhargava.
Parthamitra.
Parthamitra. And? Bhargava. Parthamitra. Today, Vidagdha is not here.
No.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krav. Nidai, 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 Nidai. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari.
The disappearance of Lord Krishna. What happened to Radharani and the gopis?
You want to know the history. Historical aspect. Very puzzling. Not one thing. Mahaprabhu disappeared. Some say that he entered Gopinath in Galadhar Goswami. He was worshipping the deity Gopinath, he saw the Mahaprabhu came and entered there. We have found in some literature that some saw the Mahaprabhu walked over the ocean and disappeared. Some say he entered into Jagannath temple. Other days he used to have darshan of the Jagannath from little far away. From Gurudas Tampa, but that day